Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. This is our prequel for our freefoodandmedicine.org podcast. So after we're done with this 30-minute recording, if you want to hear the rest of the story, go to freefoodandmedicine.org and click on podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the full version of this recording. Thank you very much, and here we go.
And here we go.
Yeah, you're going to be able to kill that.
Actually, no, that was the new recording that I recorded.
Oh, okay. And it's all right. Here we go.
So that's like a 30-minute intro to the blog talk. Anyhow.
30-minute or 30-second?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
That's what I said.
30 minutes. I was like, that's going to be the whole podcast.
Right.
Right.
So real quick, look up in the book which plant tastes like bubblegum.
Oh, I don't know. I can't do that. I haven't been able to figure out to reverse look things up in this thing yet.
Well, guess
you
what?
Find it?
I have.
What is it?
I forgot.
Well, aren't you just a little tease?
Hang on, let me look it up again.
You better. I'm going to kick your butt when I see you again.
No, I think I won't. We'll have to wait till next week.
Yeah.
So, this week's topic is elderberries.
Elderberries. Yeah, should I read the blurb from Rothgrant's book?
Sure.
Elderberries, Sambucus nigra. Used in herbal medicine since Hippocrates. Grows to 30 feet tall, that's 10 meters. Very popular in the health food industry. The berries don't taste great, but they can be used in smoothies or juice. They also make very good jam. That's not mentioned in the book. I thought it was tasty. They are a no-care plant. The flowers and berries, the flowers and berry fruits are edible. The rest is too toxic for most people. Only eat ripe berries and fruits, and flowers. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling on my own words tonight. I'm sorry, folks. Never eat bark, leaves, or unripe berries. Pointy, folded leaves, opposite, 5 to 9 at a time. White, 5-petaled flowers in umbrella clusters, which later become black or blue. Shiny berries, which can be eaten raw or cooked when ripe. Some people get nauseous after eating them, cooked or raw. So a rumor started they are poisonous. They aren't. Depending on the person and how healthy they are, some say cooking the berries make them less toxic. But one thing is agreed among almost everyone. Elderberries contain a lot of great medical power. They've been used historically for everything from arthritis to asthma to colds, flu, yeast, nasal congestion, hay fever, tonsillitis, infections, and now anti-aging. Because of the, and I practiced and I can't say it, anthocyanins they contain. Good for flu and viruses because it stimulates immune system while enhancing white blood cell activity and inhibit viral replication. The little creamy white flowers and ripe berry fruits are edible, cooked. The rest is toxic. Do not eat the leaves and twigs, which smell bad when crushed. The dark purple, blue, or black berries have 3 seeds and taste funky when ripe, but taste better when dried. Bark tea used for external wash of skin problems. Red elderberries must be cooked first. They are more toxic and taste terrible. Sometimes they grow next to each other, so be careful not to confuse elderberry plants with poison or water hemlock, which have multi-umbrella flower clusters. Elderberry has 1. Water hemlock leaves are smaller, and the plant stems are hollow. Elderberry stems are pithy. Water hemlock is an herb-like plant, while elderberry is a heavy, dusty bush. Well, as far as the taste goes, I kind of disagree with him. Maybe you don't want to eat the berries directly. That might be true. But I've had elderberry jam. Some people make elderberry wine. Generally speaking, it wouldn't be popular as a wild fruit unless somebody thought it was tasty. So, but yeah, there are rumors running around that it's poisonous when raw, and I guess apparently there's rumors running around that it's poisonous when cooked. So apparently some people do have some sort of reaction to it that's adverse, but I guess it's like when I took the mushroom course here in Missouri that the Missouri Mycological Society provides. They told us about 10 poison mushrooms. Well, the truth is there's only 2. 2 of them will kill you. 4 of them are purgatives. They'll make your bowels move or they'll make you throw up. So they're actually good to take if you've eaten something that was, say, poisonous, because it'll get it out of your system quickly. Depending on what the poisonous thing was, because, you know, some poisons you're not supposed to purge. All right. But, and then the last 4 were actually neither purgatives nor killers. They were psychedelics, but they classified them as poisonous because they needed 10 mushrooms for the class. Anyway, that said, so elderberries taste bad. Not really poisonous, but not desirable to everybody. So, anything else, Kano?
Now, you said you have or have not eaten elderberries fresh out of the wild.
I don't remember eating fresh out of the wild, but I do remember picking them, and I do remember my mom making jelly out of them.
Okay. I've eaten them fresh out of the wild.
The jelly was tasty. The jelly was very tasty.
I've eaten them fresh out of the wild, and crap, I didn't save the page. Hang on. 240.
Did they taste bad to you?
No.
Didn't make you nauseous?
No.
Well, there you go.
Let's see here. First off, I've never seen them grow 30 feet tall.
Yeah, that's I got another source that says they grow up to 15 feet. So I don't know.
I've never seen them grow that tall either. Maybe 8 to 10 feet. Maybe 12.
Well, ours are in, what, their second year, and they're peaking out at about, what, 6, 7 feet?
I'd say they're about
our, I mean,
they're about our height.
I haven't stood next to them yet. They're a little bit downhill into the pond area, but, you know, I haven't actually walked up to them yet.
I've stood next to them. They're not 6 foot. I've picked them. I've ate them. The ones, the other ones that I've picked and ate, I think I've only seen them get, you know, ones that are already well established. I've only seen them get maybe 8 foot tall. I've never seen any get like 15 to 30 feet tall. That's crazy. That's like a tree.
Well, yeah. I suppose it depends on the area. It depends on how healthy the ground is, how healthy the plants have been allowed to get. I do know they spread by root. So once you've got them established, I mean, they can spread by seed, but they don't have to. They send runners out, and new plants spring up next to the mama plant. So once you get them started, they can take over an area, which is nice, especially if you want them. So,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's good medicine. The other book I was looking at, it says 15 feet.
Hmm.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says 13, grows up to 13 feet.
Okay. Maybe, well, I don't know if the 30 feet is a typo or not. I noticed that Marcus Rothgren does have a couple typos in his book. So,
well, 30 feet would be about 10 meters. So,
oh, yeah, that's
said,
probably not a typo.
Yeah, if he had said 30 feet and then put in there 1 1/3 meters or 4 meters, then I would have thought he meant 13 instead of 30.
That's true. Okay, so it's not a typo.
Yeah.
Well, okay, there might be other variations in other countries or other states where it can get that tall. I've never seen it that tall. But then again, I guess I'm
well,
not looking
said,
for it.
That
then
said,
again,
I will go to page 3, where on the top it says important, and I'll scan on down until I get to the red lettering. And the red lettering says, always triple check with other sources and local experts before eating unknown wild plants. Okay? He said triple check. In other words, go find 3 other sources on whatever he says. So he might be wrong on something. He's admitting it. You know?
Right.
And you need to know for yourself. And being wrong about the size of the plant is kind of minor. You know? It helps in identification. I mean, if you're looking for 30-foot tall elderberries, you might not ever find them because I've never seen them.
Then again, we're not looking that far up either.
Well, I think if I saw something with a bunch of white flowers on it that was 30 foot tall, it would get my attention.
Probably.
Okay,
I'm Googling
so,
them. No.
With that said, if he's wrong about the height or potentially wrong about the height, he could be wrong about other things. And that's fine. He's human, and he tells you to go double check and triple check. You know?
Well,
so
I'm looking at Google Image, and I'm looking at a bushel of elderberries right now that are almost as tall as a tree. There's no other structures in the background to for a point of reference to how big the tree is. But I'd say it's probably 12 foot tall. Here's another Google image of what looks like a bunch of elderberry that is as tall as a bunch of trees. But again, no point of reference to how tall the trees are. So I guess in the wild, you know, they could potentially get that big if people don't trim them back. So we right. could potentially get 30 foot, maybe 30 foot elderberries on our land if we don't trim them back.
Well, I never trimmed my mom's back, but the goats did. The goats ate them right down to the ground. So thank God they reached out beyond.
Oh, it might be a European elderberry.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at this, my other favorite book, the Edible Wild Plants. Identifying and Harvesting Edible and Medicinal Plants by Steve Brill. Okay. And I'm looking at it, and he actually mentions some other family members. You know, so there's... He may be referring to one of the, it might not just be the one, what's the scientific name? Sambuscus.
Sambuscus nigra.
Right. So that'd be the black one, and the blue one would be Sambuscus. Cerulea, and then there's Sambuscus canadensis, and let's see, is there another one? And all these are going to have different characteristics, including growing height and stuff like that. So this guy says that the Canadus gets up to 13 feet. He doesn't mention how high the blue elder gets. All right.
Right.
Okay, but the blue elder has dark blue or blackish berries. And Roth Kranz was mentioning that there was red berries, you know, and that they were, you know, potentially toxic, you know.
Right, we got the purple ones.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
This guy says the elderflowers make a pleasant tasting tea, especially with mint. So, you know, you can make the tea out of the flowers. One source is reading is talking about harvesting the flowers. You don't harvest just the flowers. You pinch off the stem at the back of the umbrella. And, you know, so you're going to get some stem. But it's mostly, you know, it's going to be those little skinny stems that go up to the flowers. You know, they said it was impossible to sit there and pick the individual flowers. And that's kind of true because the individual flowers are actually pretty small. So.
True. So basically they're saying that everything is poisonous except for the berries or flowers.
Right. And there's a number
okay.
of plants like that. You don't eat tomato vine. You don't eat tomato root. But you eat the fruit. The fruit of a tomato is delicious, or at least most people think so.
Yeah, but also like a potato, you eat the root, the tuber, but you don't eat the fruit because supposedly the fruit of a potato is poisonous.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah, and it also said that it doesn't taste great. I would say it doesn't taste as good as cherries or other berries, but It had a pleasant flavor. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't wonderful, but it was decent. I can't say that it was unpleasant at all. I can see that, you know, putting sugar on it and making a jelly or a jam out of it would make it taste a lot better. A friend of ours makes elderberry tinctures and elderberry syrups for the winter for, you know, colds and whatnot. And she says the syrups, the way she makes the syrups are really tasty. You can just drink it straight, or you can use it on like pancakes or whatever. So basically, the syrup
works. Her eyesight. I'm looking at the nutrients in the berries. They're high in beta carotene, vitamin C, phosphorus, calcium. Fruit acids, whatever that is, potassium. Contains a large amount of potassium and beta carotene.
There you go. So. And it does kind of look like hemlock, but you can tell the difference by the leaves. It does not look hemlock.
The game my mom used to play with me is, what's that flower? And she'd point at Queen Anne's lace. And then she'd point at elderberry, because from a distance, the two look like similar flowers. But the plant structure is completely different. And so that's – so from a distance, you can tell the difference between one and the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, elderberry is easy to spot from the road once you're able to identify it.
Yep.
Let's see here. Last week we was looking at WebMD. So I wanted to see what WebMD had to say about elderberries. It says, some people take elderberries by mouth for a common cold, the flu, influenza, and H1N1 swine flu. It is also taken by mouth for, hang on, I had a pop up. Taken by mouth for HIV/AIDS and boosting the immune system. Elderberries are also taken by mouth for sinus pain, back and leg pain, nerve pain, and chronic fatigue syndrome. Some people also take elderberry by mouth for hay fever, cancer, as a laxative, for constipation, to increase urine flow, and to cause sweating. I'm not sure why you would want to cause sweating.
Detoxification.
Perhaps,
one of the best
ways
to get poison out of your body is to sweat it out.
Right. Sweat it, pee it, poop it.
Yep.
It is also
elimination in the body.
It is also used for heart disease, high cholesterol, headaches, toothaches, and weight loss. So that's what WebMD has to say about it on the overview.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
WebMD isn't exactly known for being herb friendly.
Well, this is true. Well,
Here's
where it says side effects. under side effects, it says the fruit is possibly, the fruit extract is possibly safe when taken by mouth for up to 12 weeks. It is known, it's not known if taken elderberry fruit extract is safe when used for longer periods of time. Now, see, I use elderberry. I get these elderberry chewables, and I'll put like one tablet in, say, my juice, but it's like a half gallon juice, and I drink that throughout the day. I don't always do that every single day, but I'll do that randomly.
Go ahead.
But, you know, I haven't taken it on a regular basis for more than 12 weeks.
Oh,
we have 90 seconds remaining, so I will read this last part here. It says, elderberry is possibly unsafe when the leaves, stems, unripe fruit, and or uncooked fruit is eaten. I disagree with the uncooked fruit part, but it says possibly unsafe. The cooked
right.
elderberry fruit seems to be safe. The cooked elderberry fruit seems to be safe, but raw or unripe fruit might cause nausea, vomiting, and or diarrhea. Like I said, I've eaten the ripe fruit, but I haven't had any problems with it. But otherwise, don't eat unripe fruit. Don't eat the rest of the plant is basically what it's saying. So if you want to hear the rest, right. If you want to hear the rest of the story, we will continue this podcast at freefoodandmedicine.org, and I'll get it uploaded as quickly as possible. I'm going to try to catch up this week, get all that stuff uploaded. So we'll talk to you later.